Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Ben Johnson visibly frustrated. Those are the plays they want to take away. Kirby Joseph going back to the fake play. Remember Jared Goff? We called that game.
Against Chicago.
Against Chicago. Fake trip. Jahmyr Gibbs falls on the ground and they throw a touchdown instead. That was great.
There's always going to be this, you know, we don't have the rhythm offensively because we lost Ben, or we're not as good because we lost AG, or this player leaves, or what? And ultimately, it's, do you have the coaches? Yes. Do you have the players? Yes. We just got to clean a few things up. Man, let's make a better call here in this situation. That'll help the players. The players, man, it's the footwork. It's alignment. It's assignment. It's your finish. It's the, and it's really what we focused on.
Dan Campbell talking about the things that he was tired of hearing, and it came across pretty clearly that he was tired of hearing all of the stuff about his ex-assistants being gone. And we played some of it last week, Speaks, where he's like, what do you mean something's wrong with our offense? And you're not doing as much shifting and motioning. We don't really do that on the road.
Yeah, man, home and road splits are something to look at in terms of those motion offense, for
they
sure.
They did quite a bit of it yesterday.
Yeah, they were very comfortable.
And they beat up on the Bears, and we're discussing it with you. 312-644-6767. We're going to take your calls inside the next segment.
When I see Ben Johnson on the sideline week one and now week two, I see a proud, smart, longtime football guy coming to grips with what he's gotten himself into. Because he knows how this league works. He knows that there are games like this when you are bad, when your roster is bad, and this team is far, far away. And his guy, Dan Campbell, he knows how to build his team into what it needs to be. He knows how to make them feel confident and to stay with the identity that they've created. And they did so. They ran the hell out of the ball, and they were aggressive, as always.
And it takes a while. Like, and I expect that it'll take a while for Ben. It's just that was so embarrassing. And I imagine for him that he's probably seething. I know that on camera yesterday, he wasn't. But because he knows, like, that's what they do. That's what, when you were the offensive coordinator, those are the types of things that you would do to other teams, mm-hmm. including the Bears, while you were doing your audition last year. You clowned them. You absolutely clowned them. I appreciate that. When it was fourth down, I was like, I wonder what they're going to do here. Because there's a couple ways that they could go. Like, you could look at the field goal as also disrespect.
What were they? Were they up 21 at that point? Where were they?
Hang on.
Yeah.
Let me get the.
They were up a lot.
They were up a lot where you could still make the argument that maybe they should go for it in that moment.
I think that game was toast in the fourth quarter, and you knew that they didn't need to do that.
They were up 24.
They're up 24 at the time. Lawrence, do the math. How many possessions when it's 31 versus when it's 27? Alex, do you have that math? Doesn't matter.
I take that back. They were up 31. They were up 31.
They were up 31 at the time?
No, I'm wrong. See, I told you I'm not good at math.
See?
They were up 24, yeah.
All right.
45 to 21.
So how'd you feel about Ben doing that? Or about Dan Campbell doing that?
I loved it. I love that he went for it. I love that he made him wear it. They didn't deserve anything other than that. They didn't deserve mercy. Like, they didn't deserve someone being like, oh, that's too bad about the Bears. Let's just shut it down. And I'm sure that Dan Campbell is like this, and he goes for it. And I actually don't mind in the situations where Ben goes forward on fourth down. I don't mind that because that's part of the aggressive nature of the place that you came from.
Sure, but up 24, Steve Spurrier, would you like to back off just a little bit?
I heard someone describe it as they ran up the score like they wanted to impress the voters for the polls this week.
Yeah.
They ran up the score. Oh, but I like that. I like that. How do you, as a franchise, how will you respond to being not just punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
Well, you heard, you were punched in the mouth and kicked in the ribs.
You heard what Ben said about it.
Hey, Ben, do you believe Dan Campbell ran it up on you on that fourth and four goal?
What's he supposed to do? Is fourth and goal, what do you want him to do? Yeah, he could have kicked the field goal. They don't kick field goals. They go for it there. So he was doing what he was supposed to do. That's what he does.
That's beautiful. He knows that they deserve it. Like, did you buy into Ben's thought process when he talked about how these games happen? That he said that, like, you know,
when you're around this league long enough, these games happen, and it doesn't feel any better when it happens. But the good teams I've been on, they find a way to respond.
It's pretty rare, and let me give you an example of how rare it is. It's so rare that a franchise as bad as the Bears haven't had it happen in 10 years.
If you're a Bears fan right now, are you more flipped off at the offense or the defense?
I'm sorry. I was watching something, trying to figure out how that happened to him. Third and 11. You know, you can't do that. Aaron Rodgers is unbelievable. Jordy Nelson is unbelievable. I don't want to take anything away from them, but you can't be that bad.
This is downright embarrassing. This is a proud franchise is being humiliated here today.
See, that one, the back-to-back 50 burgers.
With a bye week.
With a bye week in between.
Remember the bye week? You were here?
Yeah.
Remember the bye week?
I was like, Chessman's going to learn something from it. He's going to get those guys to play. He's going to tell them how difficult life can be. And he's going to help them rise up and stay together.
That wasn't really his thing.
No,
that
really
cut
wasn't.
Was 11 years ago, guys. And the same problems are still happening.
That's why, like, I reject the idea of, well, this happens in this league. It literally, you're one of the worst franchises in that time period. And it hasn't happened to you in 11 years.
Those were worse, though. Those were worse.
Because they were the harbinger of the end of a...
They were a year and like 10 games in to what Trestman was theoretically trying to do. You had a group that clearly quit on them after some success offensively that we point to now, looking back as some of the halcyon offensive days. That's how pathetic we are as a franchise. But that was towards the end. This is right at the beginning. I could look at those Lions 3-13, 3-13-1 team, and probably find a couple games like this for them if we're going to accept that it's that big of a turnaround.
I don't know. With you have a ballyhooed prospect at quarterback, you spend all this money in free agency, You brought in the smartest defensive mind in the game, who can kind of act as a second head coach for a first-year head coach. Mm-hmm. You got the coach that everyone wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well,
it feels pretty crappy right now.
I agree.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.